T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, one more member of the group is the guy who made the deal, and that is General Manager Brian Cashman. Cash, welcome. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Mike, how are you?
All right, did you expect, did this one come out of the ozone? Did you think there was a chance you guys would get involved? What were you laying back in the weeds? What was the deal?
Well, small chance, really. If anything, small chance, no chance. I mean, first and foremost, as you know, the Ohtani sweepstakes were playing out, and we
right.
needed to keep that two-way side of the DH spot open for him in the event he picked us, not knowing, though, obviously, we were doing a lot of false hustle and waste of time, that he had no interest in anything east of the Mississippi. But so once he declared himself or the Yankees out of that mix, we got a little bit more serious, provided parameters. It still wasn't a workable situation from the Marlins. And as you saw, they did deals with two other clubs, and, he was unwilling to waive the no trade. I stayed on it. We talked Wednesday. Still didn't look like it was feasible. But then Michael Hill and the Marlins reengaged me Thursday of last week, more in the lines of what I was discussing that was workable for us, given our tax threshold issues. And we were able to work through a deal Thursday night, maybe close to midnight. And we dotted I's and crossed T's on Friday. And physical was Saturday. And the results came in this morning. And here we are.
Cash, is the threshold objective still feasible, or do you have to make some moves and get guys off the roster for it to be feasible?
No, we're under, and it's a mandate. We'll stay under. We have some cushion still to add, but no, we're under.
Obviously, can you get the team where you want it in terms of pitching and still stay under?
It depends how the dialogue goes. I mean, obviously, we're not playing on something massive,
Right, but even CC.
So it remains to be seen.
Okay.
We have flexibility, and that was, part of this process to make sure, because we need that,
Are you staying under that no matter what?
Yes.
So no matter what, you're staying under that tax. Okay.
That clock's getting reset regardless.
Okay.
But it hasn't stopped our intent always of trying to improve the club. And, we've stayed on the sidelines over the years on various things. But with a lot of the contracts that came off this past winter, we had a lot more flexibility. So, when this situation presented itself, we felt it was an opportunity we could not pass up. And we worked through this with the Marlins in an effort to keep us underneath. And so, therefore, it surprisingly was able to work.
Considering that, though, did you have to scrap what were either feasible or possible pitching plans to get him in fold and stay under the tax? I mean, have you now given away any flexibility you had in the pitching department?
No, not at all. It's not a great free agent pitching market,
Right, but I'm thinking about even if you bring a guy in a trade or re-sign guys or any of that stuff.
No, I mean, it's been a very slow, as you've heard from probably all sources, it's been a very slow-moving trade/free agent market. Why that is, I don't know. So if you're ever going to look for a manager and redo the coaching staff, I guess this was the winner to do that, because we really didn't miss out on anything, as all clubs for a month at least were unable to do anything.
Why was everything so slow?
I don't know. I remember talking to another club the other day, just getting more caught up to speed, and as I've cleared some of the hurdles that we provided ourselves. And they're like, listen, you haven't missed anything. There's barely anything going on out there. I'm like, well, good. So that's good to hear. At least get that cross-check. So,
all right, so threshold is a mandate. You're staying under the threshold. You're going to reset the thermostat on the tax no matter what. Okay.
Yeah, we've paid our competitors enough money that we'd like to make sure that we reinvest that into our franchise and reset that clock. We just don't want to waste that money.
I won't ask you about players. Do you expect there to be some movement in your outfield as far as, maybe moving a couple of spare parts? Is that something that you think is both possible and feasible, or is it somewhere in between?
Well, we certainly have to approach that. We do have, a spot for everybody, regardless, whether that's sending, high-end prospects to AAA, whether it's, obviously having guys that have to wait in the wings, for their opportunity. So if we are going to definitely vet that circumstance over the coming weeks. If we run into a match for two parties, then so be it. But if not, we're prepared to go as is with the outfield and utilize that DH as a flexible spot for us.
All right, so the DH will be kind of a way station with everybody involved, and you have plenty of guys, including Sanchez, who you can put in the mix. Is Gleyber Torres, are you penciling him in for second base, or is that a little aggressive?
Yeah, that's aggressive. I mean, we're excited about his upside, but if in the event we don't acquire anything between now and opening day, we're going to let Gleyber Torres fight it out with Torres and Tyler Wade and Estrada, and may the best man or combination win. Tyler Wade's left-handed, so it could be at the very least it could be a platoon of two guys that,
right,
got up there last year with Wade and Torres. It could be the young guys pushing up from below in Estrada or Gleyber Torres, who's coming off his injury, but is healthy now. So who knows? I mean, we got a long way to go. That would be an exciting competition to have play out in camp. But if something else makes sense and a contract swap somewhere, it gives us a little bit more, time to allow guys to develop. So be it. But I don't know how these discussions are going to go. A lot of things play out unexpectedly, just like today did.
You cared about your outfield defense. In recent years, you stressed outfield defense. Now you're going to have a different outfield defense. Does it concern you if you really do some damage to your outfield defense as far as what you've had when you've had guys like Ellsbury and Gardner and Hicks all in the outfield at the same time, or a Judge who played very well in right field, having to move now too maybe? I mean, do you see Stanton as an everyday right fielder, or do you see him more moving around?
Well, he is an everyday right fielder.
Do you see him being your everyday right fielder?
I see him having reps in right and DH and maybe even left, depending on the ballpark we're in and depending on who's on the mound. So, whether it's, our manager will play around with getting to know these guys and their defensive abilities as well. I mean, Stan's very athletic, as is clearly Judge, as is more athletic, obviously, is Hicks, and even more range is Ells and Gardy. So, Booney will have a chance to mix and match and decide. So if we're in Fenway Park and Chris Sale's on the mound and say, Romine happens to be catching that day, you can DH Sanchez, you can have maybe Judge in right, you could have maybe the big guy in Stanton in left, because that ballpark's not that big, and then you have Hicks in center and, loading up on all those right-handed bats. I mean, there's a lot of different things we have to figure out over time, But we'll see how the rest of this roster shakes out. Opportunities may or may not present themselves. We may or may not do things. We'll just wait and see.
Gotcha.
And vet it all.
Gotcha. I mean, but is are you any trepidation in taking guys who are big men like Stanton and Judge and not giving them primary positions and then asking them to be versatile defenders on a day-in, day-out basis? Are you okay with that, or would you rather they had just their own positions?
Quite the opposite. I think that getting Judge – as Stanton and Stanton both, because of their size, some blows and meaning rest at that DH spot, but still keeping their bat in the lineup, I think is going to extend their health line. I think it'll keep them, more fresh, more productive, and add time to their tire tread, if that makes any sense. Because
gotcha.
Now instead of running, those guys in the National League, especially, Stan's got to run it out there every day. For every game started in the outfield and pound those knees and pound that, he's a big guy. And same with our guy Aaron Judge. So I think they'll both benefit being able to all right, today you're gonna get if you're not resting, you're gonna get four at bats at the DH hole. It's kind of a semi day off and I think we're in a better position to do that. So we'll see how it plays out. Stanton has said he'll do whatever we want. He just wants to be part of the mix. So that's exciting commentary from someone that's the reigning MVP of the National League, and hopefully he'll plug and play with the rest of these guys, and this will be an added benefit for this franchise moving forward.
I agree with both of them at DH. I just wondered if it would be fair to make one go over and play a lot of left field is what I wondered, especially at Yankee Stadium, which is a tough left field.
Yeah, that's why I use Fenway Park as more of an example, because that's right. Like a very small, it's like almost a deep shortstop spot, So.
Yeah.
For the right ballpark, I agree with you. I mean, I think that certain ballparks, Yankee Stadium especially, that's why Gardy's a center fielder playing left and in our ballpark, because it's a big outfield.
Can you see either Judge or Stanton playing any center field? Is that even a remote possibility?
Definitely. I can't speak on Stanton, but although Stanton played center field when he was an amateur, and Judge played center field at Fresno State, I'd say I'd prefer not to do anything like that.
Right.
A lot of different things have to happen for me to at least feel comfortable doing that way. I mean,
especially when you have a guy like Hicks to play center field. You're
going to be sacrificing defense.
Right.
That's so important in center field.
Right.
So those guys, are they capable? Yeah. Would you want to do it? No.
So there's still, it's going to be interesting. So you're going to have some question marks on the defense, and then you're obviously going to give Torres a chance to win the second base job is the plan, right?
Correct.
From that standpoint and from the pitching department, what would you say about what you're pursuing and what you're thinking about right now?
Well, the bullpen's ready to go.
Right. How about the starters?
The starters, we have the vacancy with, CC's free agency, so we'll stay engaged with his agency, and then but we're also engaged with others as well as trade opportunities and see if we can match up with an agent or with a club, because we definitely need more starting pitching. We have young stuff we're excited about that's coming, but I think we had certainly a lot of production from CC last year, and it's possible we remain with him if we find the right match with each other. And if not, I'm going to have to replace that, and that makes it more difficult. But that's the job at hand. We have to continue to reinforce that starting rotation.
How much input did you eventually have into the guys who became part of Boone's staff? I mean, did you give him a lot of what he wanted, like you said you would, or did you get more involved?
Oh, I was heavily involved, but especially the bench guy, he got what he wanted. But I was really impressed with his candidates, to be honest. I mean, so it was pretty easy for all of us to say, yeah, this works. and then he brought Nevin our way as well as the third base coach. So Bard and Nevin are on the staff, and, he wanted us to – those are the two guys he specifically asked us to vet, and he's got them both. So, hopefully they'll benefit us in a great way, and we're excited to add them to the staff.
Any comments on all these reports last week, Cash, about you guys being upset that Girardi was too soft on Sanchez? Is that accurate?
No, I mean, I got nothing to play on any of that stuff. And, Joe was a great manager and did amazing work for a decade in New York, which is something that, we and he especially should be very proud of, with the World Championship to boot. So he's part of the Yankee family for life. And, but obviously we've made a change in that role, but I don't, need to talk through any perceived where he was really great at and where we could have been better at. That's really on all of us, not one person alone.
Well, with that being the case, how do you feel about a plan for Sanchez defensively this year? You feel comfortable with what you're going to ask him to do or what the plan will be? I just talked to Boone about that. But you guys, have you gone forward with a plan that you feel comfortable with, how to get his defense up to where you want it to be?
I think in fairness to Gary, especially last year, he played, this probably hasn't come out if at all, but he played with a banged up thumb, that wasn't going to go away. Even like if you put him on the DL for 10 days, that wasn't going to get rid of
that. On the glove hand?
Yeah, on the glove hand.
Okay.
So, when you're catching...
Yeah, he had trouble with the glove, so that would answer some of it. That's true.
Yeah, so he had a pretty banged up, it would be his right, his left thumb.
Left glove,
Glove hand.
Yep.
And so... with our staff, especially that bullpen, which has got more velocity, that makes that problem even worse. So try catching Chappie with a banged up thumb. But he's tough; he got through it. But I think that contributed to things. But that doesn't mean that there's areas of his game that we need to get back to where he had been. And I think he's got the work ethic. We'll certainly attack it, and just like everybody else, and try to make him the best he can possibly be. He was great prior to 2017, but I do think the thumb being banged up didn't help.
Had you had any, before the winter meetings, and you did all your planning and anything else, was Stanton even discussed with your team?
Yes, I engaged the Marlins in Orlando during the GM meetings a little bit.
Okay.
Just in the event that...
Just to kick the tires.
It was almost like a jinx where everybody was so openly talking about the Yankees are the favorite for Ohtani,
right,
even though we were hopeful that that was true. But it was so strong that, and normally you get kind of an inkling, a wind in the air of like a wink, nod, that yeah, this thing is going to happen your way. It was just kind of flat lines. We heard nothing anywhere outside of we just know this is a great place to play, great fan base. Good young team that, in theory, is plug and play, ready to win, we hope. And so we thought it was a great opportunity, and so we're hoping it was the case. But I did play on the Stanton conversations, in the event that, if that didn't declare itself our way, I got to look at other opportunities, and I need to vet every single one of them, even if some of them made less sense because of the commitment financially or not. And, you know, so it kind of led us down that path. And when and then it just ramped up here in the last 2 weeks.
All right, listen, congratulations. Thanks very much. Appreciate it, Cash. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye. All right, Ryan Cashman on they did kick the tires on it a little bit, and you heard about the other things, including Boone's, what he talked about, and they're going to use the DH as a way station, which makes plenty of sense rather than having an everyday DH with Sanchez, number one. I mean, because Sanchez needs to spend 25% of his games at the DH spot, but he wants to utilize the big guys. I just don't know how much he'll utilize them in left field. He did also back off using them that much in left field at Yankee Stadium, so that could mean a lot more DH time at home for the big guys than maybe he even thought about, considering their age. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.